Hi everybody, and welcome to this virtual build session focused on conversational AI-powered customer and employee virtual assistants. My name is Gary Pretty. I'll be the moderator for this session, and we do have the availability for you to leave questions in the chat, which I'd really encourage you to do. And I'm going to save some of them for the end for our speaker, and some of them will be answered during the session. And without further ado, I'm going to get right on over to our my colleague, Darren Jefford, for the session. Over to you, Darren.
Welcome everyone and good evening from the UK. So great to have you here for the session. We've got a lot of content to cover in just 20 minutes. So apologies now, I'm going to move quickly to cover everything that the Bot Framework team is announcing at Build. I'm going to kick off the session with a quick intro to Bot Framework for those of you that are less familiar, a quick update on some of the headlines of our release at Build this week. We're then going to do a pretty complex end-to-end demo. We're going to show pretty much everything that we're announcing this week in one end-to-end demo, and then quickly have a call to action that will give you all the bits that you can get started with right away after the session. So let's get started. Very quickly, the conversational AI platform at Microsoft, if we start from the bottom, the Bot Framework is our software development kit and set of tools for building conversational experiences at Microsoft. And that underpins everything we do at with conversation at Microsoft. We then have the Azure Bot Service, which takes your conversation experience and will surface it to your users through a variety of conversational canvases. Think of a canvas as Microsoft Teams, Web Chat, Facebook Messenger, Alexa, Google Assistant. We then have a layer of democratized AI services, the cognitive services platform, of which language, understanding the intent of your question and pulling out the entities is the most important capability. And speech, increasingly, we're seeing a lot of speech-enabled experiences. We then have a solution accelerator, the virtual assistant, which you'll see, which helps bring these things together and helps you build a more sophisticated assistant and lets you focus on your particular scenario. And you'll have seen and heard about Power Virtual Agents, all built on this same stack as well. And you'll see how this is integrating at the end. We're seeing fantastic momentum. You've seen, I think, in almost every keynote, kind of calling out to where the Bot Framework has been helping power a number of Microsoft products, but also our customers, in this difficult time with COVID-19. We have a number of those health providers with health bots kind of using our kind of platform, as well as companies like Universal Electronics and Walgreens and Kroger, who are building these customer-facing experiences as well as healthcare experiences and also enterprise assistance to help employees who are working remotely. We've seen fantastic growth, 120% increase in Azure Bot Service daily messages, 18 million new healthcare bot users, and a fantastic increase in speech transcription. And it's been great to see the platform scale to this new demand with conversational AI. So let's get into some of the things that are new. So there's a brand new version of the Bot Framework, the 4.9 version. So a new version of the SDK and tooling. And we're really pleased to announce the Bot Framework Composer that you'll see a lot about in this presentation. This is a conversational design tool enabling professional developers to really lean in and deliver much more sophisticated experiences, which you'll see a bit later on. So a lot in there, and also bringing capabilities like language generation and adaptive dialogues to be generally available. The Bot Framework Virtual Assistant reaches the 1.0 GA release, for those of you that are familiar. We're also, you'll see in the session, showing off some previews of composer-based skills, and we can show what we can now do that we couldn't do before. But also that ability to compose dialogues built with Composer, declarative dialogues with this waterfall dialogues for those of you that have already invested. So you can bring those together. Q&A Maker, you'll see a lot of this, multi-turn capabilities, rich text editing, and also a much sought after feature around role-based access control. Lewis has a fantastic new labeling experience. Anyone that's had to label more complex utterances will really benefit from the new labeling experience. And you can see a highlight of that there. On the Azure Bot Service, we have a public preview of the Alexa channel, which is great to have there in public preview form, as well as more networking capabilities through the Direct Line app service extension, and really exciting human handoff capabilities as well. So we're going to go straight into a demo now and really get into kind of showing kind of all these pieces working together. So again, we're going to cover a lot of base. We're going to add a lot of bases, and there'll be follow-up recordings, pre-recorded sessions where we can get into more detail. So this is the Composer tool within the web browser. There's also an Electron app version as well, which will be a likely place for a lot of you to start. And in here, you can go ahead and create new projects. Now, I'm just going to jump straight into a demo of the latest kind of preview of the virtual assistant template. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of open up this project. And before I show it to you inside of Composer, I'm going to click this button to test it directly within the Bot Framework emulator, which many of you will be familiar with. And right away, you see this assistant experience, which is the out-of-the-box experience. I've not done anything to customize this. It's introducing itself, as you would imagine, with many of these experiences. Now, if I go ahead and refresh the introduction, coming back multiple times, you're going to see the text here is changing. It says hi right now, and it says hi there, hey there. That variation is language generation. We've got a much more sophisticated way of allowing people to provide the copy, the responses for a bot. And you can provide multiple variations and templating, parameterization, makes a much more of a natural experience. And if you watch carefully throughout, you'll see this kind of coming to life. So you can see it's guiding me through to get started. Very simple kind of get started flow here. And it's asking me my name to better personalize the experience. So I'm going to go ahead and say, well, actually, I don't really want to give you my name. You know, why do you need my name? Now, note it's asking for my name. And I don't want it to take why do you need my name as my name. And what we're going to see here is actually an interruption. We've gone ahead and said, okay, you've triggered this why intent, and it's explaining what it's going to do with the name and why. And I'm going to go ahead and actually give it my name. Now, if I say I don't want to, it would actually skip that as well. So I can go ahead and say Darren. And again, pleased to meet you. You're seeing language generation there as well. Nice adaptive card guiding you into a successful interaction right out of the box. So if I go ahead and click what's new, this is going off to Q&A Maker, which you'll see in just a moment. We're actually taking that knowledge, that static answer that someone in a business department or a non-developer can curate for the bot without getting in the way and having to, you know, involve developers with that content there. So I can also go ahead and say, you know, what is your name, for example? Again, this is going off to Chit Chat. So I can say, what is your name? What is your age? And it's going to go ahead and one button. And again, going off to Q&A Maker and kind of Chit Chat. So I could also say, you know, what skills do you have? Again, it's going to go off to Q&A Maker. Knowledge is a really important part. But in this case, there's actually a follow-up question which Q&A Maker can also follow up as well. So if you are taking a user's question and you want to narrow down the domain they're interested in, again, Q&A Maker can help content owners manage this, and you can see it's going ahead and doing that. So just to very quickly show you within the Q&A Maker portal, which many of you will be familiar with, here is the copy. You can go in here and make changes, save and train and publish. We've now got that role-based access control. So you can go ahead and see here, this is how we're doing the follow-up prompts, again, freeing up content for non-developers. Exciting new feature. Any of you using Q&A Maker, probably pretty excited about this. I can go ahead, let me just go and grab a image URL. I can go ahead and actually, with this rich text support within Q&A Maker, I can go ahead, select an image, paste in a link there. And of course, I probably pasted it wrong. So let me try that one more time. It's probably a bad character on it. Let me have a look. Yes, there is. Hit go. See the image and go ahead. You can put an emoji in whenever you want. So I'm going to go ahead now and save and train that new content. I'm then going to hit publish, and we're going to switch instantly back. Hit publish, and I'm going to go straight back to that same virtual assistant instance and say, what is the virtual assistant? And with any luck, we'll see that new content within there, which is obviously sized to the size of the screen here. So great base assistant capabilities, and you're seeing a bit of sophistication there and bringing together a number of different capabilities. Now, quickly within Composer, before I go on to something more complex, you can see here at the top level, there are some base level capabilities. You're handling greetings. So if I go into here, you can see I have activities I can add for sending messages and looping. And here you can see I'm actually referencing a language generation entity. If I hover over, you can go ahead and see that information there. The onboarding flow that you saw kicks off a child dialogue. When we call FAQ, it goes ahead and calls the FAQ dialogue. And if I show you the Who skill and calendar skill that you'll see next, we have triggering phrases here for onboarding, for general, FAQ, calendar. This is the LU, the Lewis intents that you can model within the same tool and not having to jump out to the Lewis portal, which is a great step forward. You can see we're invoking skills with a skill action. And if we drill into how we handle chit chat, you can plug in your own code for answering more general questions. You can see we dropped on an action to call Q&A, same for FAQ. And a really important part, if any of you have looked at a typical main dialogue in a bot, there's quite a lot of logic for interruptions and top level cancellations. You can see all of this here right away. Language generation editing right within the tool here, as well as cancelling all the dialogues, logging out, unknown intent handlers going to chit chat. And again, you see a pretty simple onboarding flow. And here is where you see that trigger, that sub dialogue within onboarding, where if you say why, it will trigger that and go back. So really easy to understand what's going on. So let's keep moving. So within kind of this same conversation, language generation now has my name. You're now seeing that kind of parameterization here. So I'm going to go ahead now and show off a new capability, a new preview capability of a new calendar skill built using Composer and Adaptive Dialogues. So I'm going to go ahead and say new meeting with Alex. This is going to go ahead and identify this should be sent to the calendar skill and actually trigger this new calendar skill. So it's going to go ahead and ask me what's the title of the meeting. So I'm going to say it's a team meeting. So the first few prompts are pretty straightforward. Using the power of the Microsoft Graph, we're actually finding when these two people are available. Instead of asking you a time, it's proposing when both of you are available. Let's go ahead and choose the first one. Also sorting out time zone. Do I want to make this a Teams meeting? Well, probably these days, but not right now for this demo. So I'm going to say no to that. It's now going to ask me location, and I'm going to go, actually, where am I? Where am I later today? Where do I want this kind of meeting to be? So in this case, I'm going to ask a question that's going to trigger a context switch outside of this dialogue to do something else and then come back. So again, I'm not answering the question. I'm saying, what meetings do I have tomorrow? So I am not providing the location, but we're going to detect that at that instance, and we're going to go and trigger get meetings, another dialogue entirely, and then come back and re-prompt this context switching. Great additional sophistication. So I'm going to go ahead and say city center. Awesome. It's now going to say what's the description, and it's a team meeting to discuss Composer. Awesome. So in we get, and it's now asking me, is it correct? Yes or no? Do I want to go ahead and book this? Actually, I forgot Alan. So actually, poor Alan. I need to add Alan to the meeting. I'm not answering the question. I'm actually going back and changing my mind and adding Alan to the meeting, which you can see on the card. That's like really crazy. Okay, let's move this to tomorrow at 3 p.m. Again, I'm not answering the question. I'm interrupting the flow. It's clarifying because I haven't been very clear. And then it's moved it to tomorrow at the time. And the last thing is I'm going to change the title to TeamSync. Again, I've completely changed my mind. I'm not following the classic linear flow here. And you can see all this interruption and changes have happened. And if I click yes, it will go ahead and kind of book that in my calendar and you'll see that. So this is all live working against a tenant. Switching gears very quickly. The Who skill, powered by Microsoft Graph, allows us to perform organizational search. So this is a capability we brought to life with, again, Composer and Adaptive Dialogues, simpler than Calendar, and it provides a similar capability to what you see in Teams today, but you can now compose this within your assistant and customize it. So I can go ahead and say, like, I want to call, who's this Alan person that's talking? I haven't come across them before. Who are they in the organization? So I can say, who is Alan? It's retrieving the photo. I can say, oh, okay, so who's the manager of Alan? And it will go ahead and answer that. I can go, okay, so who reports into Patty, for example, somebody else? Again, we're exploring the organization. Perhaps I'm wandering around the building when we're allowed back and say, what office does Alex work in again? I forgot. Again, we can go ahead and answer the question and kind of pull that out. And last but not least, who emailed me about bot framework? Yeah, there was some email last week, someone emailed me about a topic. Powered by Graph, we are able to then go and identify the people you exchanged emails with. So two really important kind of skill capabilities. Now, quickly, we don't have the time to go into great detail. And I've just clicked on the wrong one, so just wait for that to open. We're going to go and open up the calendar skill. And I'm going to show a little bit of how this works. Greeting, when we started, authenticates and sends a response. We've simplified this for this demo. There's a create event and a get a list of meetings, kind of top level dialogues. And you can see we collect some information and go in an authentication, simple OAuth login. We then go and get the user's name from Graph. So we don't need the prompt, which is a clever feature. Now in the create event dialog, that was a pretty sophisticated dialog, but look how simple it is. I go ahead and get contacts. I ask for the title of the meeting. And here we have custom actions. So this is where I have a custom library of actions I can drag on. And I can go and party on in C Sharp and write the graph code that does the complexity of REST calls and massaging the data. And I just bind memory, date, time, time zone to these custom actions. And if we scroll down, this is as simple as the dialogue is. And the last step down here is create event. We pass the token, the title, the description, the meeting time, start and end. And here are the triggers. This is how we were interrupting. Set attendees, set date, time, location. So we've got that triggering within the dialogue and also the triggering outside of the dialogue for the context switching. So really excited about this, and very quickly inside of VS Code, you'll see the custom actions that we built, and these will be on, these are on GitHub. Here's the create event. We've got a bunch of properties that we expose and bind to, and then we have a method, begin dialogue, and this is where we party on with the Graph API, call the Graph client and return data back. It really is that simple. So custom actions we see as being kind of really kind of powerful. So let's now switch to the penultimate demo, and we're doing pretty good on time. So what I've got here is Orchestrator. No, dispatch is a capability we've had for quite some time, which has really helped enable these parent bot style scenarios where you've got a parent bot handing questions off to kind of downstream skills. Really important for assistant scenarios. So to do that, you need to have a question and figure out where to send to. And to do that, you need data from those skills, training data, to know the types of questions and how to hand that off. And dispatch has been our way of doing that until now. So we've got something in private preview, you know, coming soon, called Orchestrator. Now this leverages transformer models and is optimized for conversational AI. It's a native implementation, fantastic performance. And we also have in this version that I have today, a multi-label classifier, which means we can start to do multiple intents with any luck you'll see. So this is a very late breaking demo. So let's go ahead and get started. So in here, I'm going to start with an empty model and just very quickly train it up. So I'm going to go ahead and say, hey, and it doesn't understand what that is. So I'm going to say, that's a greeting. So I'm going to go ahead and say, hello. So already matched this to a greeting with one label. So, okay, great. So I'm gonna reinforce that and put it into kind of greeting. So I'm now gonna say, hey there, good morning, yo, proper English, top of the morning to you. I think it's probably Irish actually. All matched this greeting already. Simple demo, but you can get the idea. So I'm now gonna go ahead and say, book meeting, this is calendar. And I'm gonna go ahead and schedule time. So these are just examples, labels that I'm providing. So I can now go ahead and say, you know, I want time with Darren tomorrow at 4 p.m. Calendar, very cool. So I can now say, hey, I want to get time with Darren. Calendar and a greeting, pulling out both of those intents, pretty cool. So let's just get a bit crazy. So add a task. So if I say add a task as an example, and I'm gonna match this to do. I'm now gonna say get some time with Lauren and add a task to ring my parents. To do and calendar, it's pulled out both of those things. We need to go to the to do skill, we need to go to the calendar skill. Much more sophisticated utterances. And one last thing, I'm gonna say hurry, maps to urgent, fast as possible. Oh, look, it's already matched it to urgent, but I'm going to reinforce it. Let's see now. If I say schedule time with Darren as soon as possible, calendar and urgent. Really useful kind of multi kind of intents there to go and help us do that. So we're pretty much done. The last thing to show is back inside of Composer. If I have this skill, I can go ahead today and export this as a skill. And you've seen some of this, but I want to reinforce that these are things you can do today. That within Power Virtual Agent, I've got all this sophistication of adaptive dialogues and everything that's going on. I can go ahead and add a skill, give it the manifest link. I've already got who skill here. And within Power Virtual Agents, you can see I've got some trigger phrases and I've configured the action, which just takes the question and passes it across. And if I go ahead here and say, who is Alan? We're again going from Power Virtual Agents into a composer-based skill and showing that same thing working within Power Virtual Agents, yeah, that better together kind of capability. So amazingly, all those demos worked really well. So, and we're pretty good on time. Call to action before we go to Q&A. We have a blog post that goes into all of this in more detail than I've been able to, along with links to everything we've spoken about here. Go and get started with Composer. It's generally available as of this week. It's a fantastic tool. We're seeing great excitement there. We've got a very early preview of the VA that you saw in Calendar to do and who will help just show some of the concepts, and we'll continue to focus on that kind of moving forward. And there's a great new book covering some of the foundations and learnings that we've had. Other sessions, there's a bunch of recordings here, more about Composer, more about language generation and Power kind of Virtual Agents. And with that, Q&A.
Fantastic. Thanks, Darren. Awesome demos. Really well done. We've had some great questions through for Q&A. The first one is the meeting skill something available out of the box, or do folks need to write their own?
So we have a meeting skill available today that uses Waterfall Dialogues, you know, SDK v4. And that's something we have customers you're live using today. And it actually includes a meeting room booking. The sophistication that you've seen is something we've just got ready in time for build. And we are in the process of moving away from the Waterfall Dialogues into Composer, because we get a much more productivity and much more sophisticated dialogues. And it's going to be a lot easier for customers to take and adjust and crucially reuse those actions. If you want to just drag in a create meeting action, you absolutely can. So that Composer version is very much kind of work in progress, but there'll be early versions and everything's on GitHub and we're working kind of all out in the open.
Fantastic. And that actually answers one of the other questions as to whether or not you could use the virtual assistant with Composer. So that's great. You also mentioned waterfall dialogues there, and someone asked a great question, which comes up quite a bit, which is, if I want to move over to use Adaptive and Composer, do I need to throw away my waterfall dialogues and essentially, you know, it's one or the other?
Absolutely not. And it's something we've thought very carefully about is around that composition. We know customers have invested, and it's been fantastic to see with SDK v4 and Waterfall Dialogues. they carry on. They have a role to play there. You've already got investments. And actually, we have samples that allow that show how you can drop composer dialogues into the same bot and actually have those kind of interrupt and even, you know, broker memory between those things. Another pattern is, of course, to go and build some skills using Composer, and you can go all in with new things and compose it together. So we've got multiple composition stories, but there's absolutely, you do not need to start again.
Brilliant. And a sort of related question, or semi-related, folks certainly seem to really like the LG file format, and they're wondering whether or not they can use LG without Composer if they wanted to.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And in fact, one of the things I didn't kind of get to, I'll put it up here kind of quickly, is while I talk or try and multitask, is yes, you can use LG within outside of Composer. The libraries are there. You can add them into a bot. And to be honest, the Virtual Assistant 1.0 release to be released does not use Composer because obviously it's only just released. But we are using Waterfall Dialogues and we're using LG throughout. And we moved a little while ago. And in fact, you can kind of get a sense how much easier it is to see all the responses. This is the view of the adaptive cards that this bot is sending and kind of all the various kind of messages going back and the parameterization. So yes, you can absolutely make use of that today. And I absolutely encourage you to do that as well.
Brilliant. And I think we've got time for one last question before we wrap up. And this person was asking, they saw the import of adaptive dialogues into PBA in a session yesterday. And they're wondering whether or not that's something that's available now or they need to wait for it.
Yes, you definitely do need to wait for that. That was a pretty exciting demo. A bunch of different engineers kind of worked to get that ready so we could show a view into the future. So it's not something you can do right now. The Power Virtual Agents team and the Bot Framework team are working together and hope to be able to announce that in the future. But we're definitely hard at work on it, and you've seen some very early bits. And actually the Who skill that you saw probably in that demo, if it's the pre-recorded one, we actually took exactly the same Who skill bits we had. We had to make a few changes just due to the engine right now, and we just imported it. So it really does work.
Great. And that's it for Q&A. Thanks, Darren.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.